Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
LA hits a new milestone.
This year, Los Angeles was our most generous community, and for the first time, California was the most generous state in the United States.
And is porridge really the best way to get a bear's attention?
They baited it with rotisserie chicken, fried chicken, apples, oranges, peanut butter, sardines, shrimp.
This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Issa Johnson. Thanks for spending part of your Wednesday with me. These are some of the stories making headlines today, December 10th, 2025. A debate about wildfire spending, talks of a new Santa Monica music festival, the National Guard is out of LA, Big Bear is stuck in small spaces, and another nation steps away from Eurovision, and why. But first, the spirit of giving lives with people in LA and Southern California all year long. GoFundMe's Year in Help report ranks California as the most generous state and LA as the most generous community.
We know that the wildfires brought out an extraordinary community response from both for both individuals and nonprofits. And in fact, our most generous day on the platform at the height of the LA wildfires was January 10th. That was the most generous day of the year on GoFundMe, with more than 600,000 donations coming in from people around the world.
Margaret Richardson with GoFundMe says this shows how people in Southern California rally around each other. But it wasn't just people helping fire victims in their time of need. People donated in response to the immigration crackdowns. About 1 in 5 households in California donated to a fundraiser this year. Nearly 1 million people in LA County donated. What started as a discussion about wildfire prep turned into a debate. City council members clashed over whether LA is ready to tap into a state program tied to disaster recovery to pay for damage post Palisades fire. Natalie Tavidian has more.
Nearly a year after the Palisades wildfire, there is still no agreement at City Hall on how to pay for long-term recovery and fire prevention. The focus at City Hall is no longer just rebuilding, but whether the city is doing enough to prepare for the next disaster. This week, council members debated on a proposal tied to a state law that supporters say could help fund cleanup, repairs, and fire prevention in wildfire-prone areas. Councilmember Tracy Park, who represents the Palisades, says the risks on the ground are still growing, from unstable hillsides to damaged infrastructure that hasn't fully been addressed.
We can't keep burying our head in the sand and leaving things the way they are and expecting that it's going to be someone else's problem.
I'm Natalie Tavidian, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Believe it or not, there are still roughly 100 National Guard troops in LA. Today, a federal judge ruled they must go. Karen Adams reports.
The judge ordered an end to the deployment of National Guard troops in L.A. and that they be returned to the control of Governor Newsom. He says President Trump exceeded his authority. Newsom says the ruling makes clear the federalization of the Guard in California is illegal and must end. The president ordered the troops in L.A. back in June to protect federal property and personnel from protesters rallying against his immigration enforcement. The judge's ruling is the result of a lawsuit filed by the state, which aimed to block the Trump administration from maintaining control of the Guard through February. This is the latest setback for the president in his efforts to deploy troops in Democratic-controlled cities. I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
It appears a massive event may be coming to Santa Monica Beach in the next year or so. Here's Emily Valdez.
Golden Voice, which puts on massive festivals like Coachella, Stagecoach, Cruel World, and the punk rock No Values, is negotiating with the city of Santa Monica. They want to lease 12 and a half acres from south of the Santa Monica Pier to the Pico Boulevard runoff that would run from the ocean up to the bike path. No word yet on what type of festival or concert this will be. And again, this is still in the negotiations for the lease and the price, according to the council agenda. Also, Anheuser-Busch also in negotiations for an event. So is ESPN and a few others. Not sure if they're all connected. Stay tuned for more. I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
A big bear hasn't left the crawl space of an Altadena home for a week. Now, Fish and Wildlife believe they've set up the perfect bait to lure him out. Karen Adams reports.
A trap has been set up in the yard of the neighbor's home here on Altadena Drive. The area around the entrance to the crawl space is just too narrow. Inside, Fish and Wildlife's Court Clopping says everything a bear wants to eat.
They baited it with rotisserie chicken, fried chicken, apples, oranges, peanut butter, sardines, shrimp, just all of these food sources that a bear is going to find very appealing.
He says they tried sprinkling ammonia around the entrance, even used smells of caramel and cherries to lure the more than 500-pound bear out, but nothing. Clopping says mainly because it's spooked by all of the attention.
This bear doesn't understand what the people want. If I felt like I was being potentially threatened or I might be in danger, I wouldn't come out of where I was hiding either.
Once captured, the big boy will be relocated to a less populated area. And Clopping says the same bear had to be relocated about a year ago. In Altadena, I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Another nation is walking away from the Eurovision Song Contest over Israel's participation, citing their criminal war practices. Iceland is now following in the footsteps of Spain, the Netherlands, Ireland, and Slovenia to withdraw from the global music event. The broadcast director general from RUV, Iceland's broadcasting service, made this statement regarding the European Broadcasting Union. Quote, "It is clear from the public debate in this country and the reaction to the EBU's decision last week that there will be neither joy nor peace regarding RUV's participation." End quote. Hey, and did you know on this day in 1901, the first Nobel Prizes were awarded in Stockholm, Sweden? The categories for winners included physics, chemistry, medicine, literature, and peace. Named after Alfred Nobel, the Swedish inventor of dynamite and other explosives. His will noted that his fortune should be put into a fund to be, quote, annually distributed in the form of prizes to those who, during the proceeding of this year, shall have conferred the greatest benefit on mankind, unquote. The Nobel Prize now includes over 600 prizes in six categories, which include physics, chemistry, medicine, literature, peace, and economics. Well, that's it for today's edition of the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Issa Johnson for KNX News. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats.
But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.